Former U.S. President Donald Trump has been officially nominated as the Republican presidential candidate. His nomination became official after he secured majority of votes from Republican National Committee delegates in Milwaukee last night. This marks Mr. Trump's third consecutive run after winning in 2016 and losing to President Joe Biden in 2020. U.S. presidential election is scheduled in November this year. Mr. Trump announced Ohio Senator J.D. Vance as his vice presidential running mate. The 39-year-old Vance brings to the ticket experience in the U.S. military. He is a former venture capitalist and author of Hillbilly Elegy, an autobiography. By picking Senator Vance, Mr. Trump is showing that he's really focusing on key states in the Midwest that are up for grabs in the next election, like Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Mr. Vance's selection comes at a turbulent time for the campaign following an assassination attempt on Mr. Trump at a rally on Saturday. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will embark on a two-day official visit to Mauritius beginning today. During the visit, the minister will call on Prime Minister of Mauritius, Pravind Jagannath, and will hold bilateral meetings with other senior ministers of the Mauritius. He will also engage with other prominent Mauritian leaders. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, this visit will provide an opportunity for both sides to comprehensively take stock of various facets of the bilateral relationship. The ministry said the visit underscores the importance of India-Mauritius relationship and is a reflection of India's neighborhood first policy, Vision Sagar, and commitment to the Global South. It also reaffirms the continued commitment of both countries to strengthen the multidimensional bilateral relationship and deepen close people-to-people ties. Supreme Court has dismissed a review petition filed against its January 3 verdict, refusing to form any SIT or group of experts to conduct an investigation into the Adani-Hindenburg issue. After perusing the review petition, a bench comprising Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachur and Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra said that there is no error apparent on the face of the record. In its January 3 order, the Supreme Court had said that reports prepared by third-party organizations such as the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project, OCCRP, and Hindenburg Research cannot be regarded as conclusive proof. It had said that the reliance placed by PIL litigants on newspaper articles or reports by third-party organizations does not inspire confidence to question the comprehensive investigation undertaken by the SEBI. The Apex Court said that the facts in the case did not warrant a transfer of investigation from the SEBI and asked the market regulator to take its investigation to a logical conclusion in accordance with the law. At least 35 people were killed and 250 injured as rainstorms and flash floods swept through East Afghanistan's Nangarhar province. The disaster affected the provincial capital of Jalalabad, Sukrot district, and their neighboring areas in the province bordering Pakistan yesterday. The casualties are expected to rise. A similar natural disaster claimed 5 lives in Nangarhar's neighboring Kunar province. Heavy rains and flooding have killed more than 400 and rendered thousands homeless since May in Afghanistan. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over entire western coast and Gujarat region today. IMD says that isolated extremely heavy rainfall is very likely over Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Gujarat, coastal and south interior Karnataka, Saurashtra and Kutch till today. It has issued red alert for these areas and orange alert over Kerala for today. In Swedish Open tennis, India's Sumit Nagal will take on Elias Ymer of Sweden in the men's singles round of 32 clash at the Borstad Tennis Stadium in Sweden today. In the men's double clash, Sumit Nagal with Karol Dzewiecki of Poland will face France's Alexander Mueller and Luka van Aste this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.